Welcome. My name is Pierre Roussel.
And I am Pastor Emmanuel Echidime.
I'm part of Missionary Enterprises.
And I'm the pastor of New Life Global Church.
Today we're here in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. Behind us is Lake Ontario. And the reason we're doing it outside is so that this will match the trailer that we came up with for this series that we're going to be doing called Missionary Enterprises in association with New Life Global Church Presents. So the first thing I want to touch on here is that how that we connected together, how God connected us together. And it's important that we share these things. We had met through Apostle Israel Onoreobe out of South Africa. And as we drove Israel, Apostle Israel, to the airport on our way back, and I specifically went for that reason too, so that we talk a little bit. We didn't know each other.
No,
we hardly knew each other.
No, we didn't know each other.
We didn't know each other. So what we did is on our way back, we started to have some fellowship and talk about doctrine, stuff like that. But I started talking about getting together for prayer. And so we kind of agreed about that. But what happened, first of all, is that I found out that they were having prayer meetings on a Wednesday night. So I decided to go on their corporate prayer meetings on a Wednesday night. So what happened after that is that Emmanuel shared with me that he had been believing God for someone to pray with.
Exactly. Because, you know, I'm a man that believes in prayer. And I believe in also working with people of the same mind. So I was kind of knowing what God had called me to do here in Canada, in the city of Oshawa, and with me. I know that we cannot do anything without prayer. So I begin to pray. I said, God, who is the man that can help me start with me in prayer? So it has become a long desire in my heart. And all of a sudden, boom.
I showed up.
Showed up.
Praise God. And the reason I showed up is because about 2 months before that, God had put on my heart, we shared this on the video that we did with you in Israel,
yes.
That God had put on my heart, it lasted for 2 hours, that I needed to go to this New Life Global Church, which I heard about, but I just never met you before, you know?
Yes.
So, and I went there, and that's where things began to unfold, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, the things we want to teach on, we want to touch on today, is that first of all, so we set a time to get together, which was on a Tuesday morning. Every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m.
Exactly.
And so far, we've kept that, except for a few times because you had other things to do, you know. But overall, we've met together every Tuesday morning for the last couple months now.
Yes.
Just for prayer and mostly praying in tongues and speaking God's word and worship.
Exactly. Because people do not believe much in that gift of speaking in tongues and the power in speaking in tongues. And I find it very difficult in this modern generation we are in not to speak in tongues, because I've searched through the scripture to find out where the Bible contradicts about speaking in tongues. If you go to many churches, they don't teach it, they don't preach it, because what they think or they teach that it is something that has come to an end. So when I found my brother and I found out that he still got the something working inside of him of speaking in tongues, my goodness, we go to church every Tuesday, 10 o'clock in the morning, we speak in tongues. And as we speak it, we see the presence of God. We see the power of God. So that is one of the reasons I know that I have found my missing brother.
Amen. My missing brother. Yes. The prodigal son. Yeah. Anyhow, no, that's good, brother. So anyhow, I think it was the second time that we were praying on a Tuesday morning. While we were praying, you said you saw a banner.
Yes.
Why don't you explain what you saw?
Yes, as we were praying in our spirit, I saw that banner in front of me. And the word that was written on it was Mission Enterprises in association with New Life Global Church.
Presents.
So I kind of stopped from prayer,
yeah.
and I shared with him. I said, yeah. Look at what I just saw right now. I don't know what it meant,
yeah.
But the Lord just showed it to me.
Yeah.
And we begin to pray into it. Begin to unfold.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. We start to pray into it. That's very important. Right. So anyhow, the Lord, actually, also one of the reasons that the Lord brought me to New Life Global Church is because to help Emmanuel build this church.
Yes.
Because Jesus said he was going to build this church, for the gates of hell would not prevail against it. But did you know that Jesus cannot build his church without people?
No.
He has to build it with his people.
Exactly.
So he's looking for people to build his church. Right?
Willing people.
That's right.
Willing people.
Willing.
Yes. Because one thing I've come to understand in my searching of the scripture is that God will never force you to do anything.
That's right.
Even in blessing, he said, if you are willing and obedient, that you will eat. God is looking for willing people to use to build his church.
That's
and
right.
Who are the church? We are the church.
We are the church.
So the building are not the church.
That's
you
right.
And I are the church. And you and I are the people that God wants to build.
Amen. Amen. If we give this guy too much time, he's going to start preaching on me here. So anyhow, I just want to touch on a few things, quite a few here. We got about 13 of them. Things that we discovered about one another.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I'm from Canada. I wasn't born here in Oshawa, but I've been here all my life, basically. You're originally from Nigeria.
Yes.
You speak Igbo.
My
first language is Faransé.
Yeah.
And you went to Malaysia. But God connected us here in Oshawa and Canada at this time.
Praise God.
You know? So the first thing that we really, some of the things that we really started seeing where there was a connection was, first of all, was media.
Yes.
You know? You started sharing things about media, things you learned through Miles Monroe.
Yes.
You know? And some of the things that I was already doing with the YouTube.
Yes.
You know? So that really connected us together.
Yeah, well, I shared with him, my mentor.
Yeah.
Dr. Mike Monroe, in one of his teachings, was talking about the media. And as I begin to pray into it, I begin to find out that media is one of the instruments the devil is using to destroy our generation. And I begin to see that we can also use the same media to save our people. So I begin to say, God, how can we put the right thing in the media so that our people will begin to be blessed instead of being destroyed?
That's
and I found out that he had something working in him.
Yeah.
You know, he has already done a lot of YouTube teaching, and people are listening to it and being blessed. So that's another thing that connected us together that, you know, help us to keep moving.
That's right, exactly. So another one that I mentioned a little bit about, we're praying about traveling together because he's got a lot of contacts in Africa. I did my first big trip in late 2013 in the Congo, Republic Democratic Congo. And since then I've been making some contact through Facebook in Nigeria. So there's always a possibility there. And of course, you said about what the Lord told you about preaching who? Preaching Christ. You share a little bit about that.
That's one of the things that when the Lord called me in 2014 to start up a New Life Global Church. As I was praying, I said, God, how do you want me to do this?
Yeah.
He said, I don't want you to go under any denomination. I want you to stand on your own. He gave me that name, New Life Global Church. And he said to me, if you preach only me, I will take care of the church.
Yeah.
He said, your job is to preach me. Don't worry about any other thing. Your bill, the people, I will be providing. But you must preach only me and only me alone.
Yeah. Preach Christ.
Preach Christ.
And one of the things that the Lord has been dealing with me since 2007 was about new creation realities. That's all. That's about who we are in Christ.
Praise God.
Which is a great lack in the church at this time.
Yes.
People don't, I keep hearing you saying that.
Yes.
My God's people don't know who they are.
Exactly.
And what they are in Christ and what belongs to them.
Because until you understand who you are, you cannot take authority that belongs to you. So the church is suffering, not because God is not moving.
No.
The church is suffering because they lack the knowledge of who they are in Christ, their identity, their authority, their sonship, everything that made them who they are. That is what is lacking in the church today. And that is exactly what God is calling us to bring back in the church.
Hallelujah. That's good, brother. Another thing that really connected us was mind renewal, the need of mind renewal. So you want to touch on that a little bit?
Yes. Another thing, last Sunday I was sharing on that.
Yeah.
The problem we have again is that so many of us forgot that man is made up of into three parts.
That's right.
We have the body, the soul, and the spirit.
That's right.
And when we got born again, our spirit was transformed, sanctified,
complete.
But our soul is not the same.
That's
so
right.
To the degree that we renew our mind,
amen,
is the degree we will see the blessings of God upon our lives.
Amen.
So we must get to understand. Paul made mention of it over and over again, that we renew our mind.
That's right.
So it's a very important thing that we need to know.
Absolutely, yeah. Something else that really connected us is divine healing. How important that God wants his people to walk in health. Why? So we can go around and do our own thing? No, because we've got work to get done.
Hallelujah.
And I'll tell you one thing I found out, the healthier I am, the more vigor, the more strength, the more stamina I've got to travel the world, to do things, right?
Yes.
What does sickness do? It puts you in bondage. It puts you in a stupid bed.
Yes.
Bondage, sickness is of the devil.
Yes, it is.
It's not of God. God don't use sickness.
No, I believe that. Because in 2014, after we started our ministry, I was diagnosed with diabetes. And the doctor said to me, you're going to be in medication for the rest of your life. And I went back to God and said to God, how can I preach healing when myself is sick?
Yeah.
And Lord said to me, I will start with you to show you that I'm still in the business of healing my people. And that is one of the things is lacking in the church.
Yeah.
You know, we also depend on the insurance, depend on the medication.
Yeah.
And we forgot that God is our healer.
That's right.
You know, he's not going to heal us. He has already healed
us. Already healed
us. We just have to accept it, believe it, and act on it.
That's right.
It happened to me.
Yeah, amen.
I am free.
That's right.
No diabetes in me.
That's right.
For over 2.5 years.
Amen.
No medication.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's
praise God.
I did it. He's still doing it.
That's right.
And he wants to do it to me.
Yeah, God doesn't change, right?
No.
No, that's right. So something else that really connected us was the speaking in tongues.
Yes.
Lots of speaking in tongues. And, of course, with the gifts of the Spirit,
yes,
which is found in 1 Corinthians 12 and then 14. Then fasting.
Yes.
You want to touch on fasting,
yes,
a little bit? Because it's something that really connected us too.
It's important that we say something about it because I believe that a lot of churches or denominations don't teach much on the fasting.
Mm-hmm.
We have allowed the King flesh.
Yeah, the flesh.
To take over our body, and we wonder why we are not seeing God move.
Yeah.
You know, in one of the Jesus' time with his disciples, he said to them, this kind does not go out except by what? By fasting and prayer. Because when we fast, what it does is it helps us to bring down the flesh.
That's
because in the church today, we have so many unbelieving believers.
Right.
Full of the church. And you wonder why things are not happening. So when we begin to fast, we begin to align ourselves with the word of God.
Amen.
To be able to see the fruit
of
what God has done in our life.
That's right. Because Jesus said that my disciples will fast.
Mm-hmm.
He said they will fast.
Yes.
So I hate to say this, but if you're not a faster, you may not be a disciple. You may be a Christian, but are you a follower of Jesus? You know, so Jesus gave us the example of fasting, right? So we covered sonship.
Yes.
We covered sonship already. You're big on sonship. I'm big on sonship.
Exactly.
Because we're all sons. Ultimately, we're sons of God.
And that's one of the things that brought us together.
That really brought us together.
The understanding of who we are.
That's right.
Christ,
exactly. That's right. We're big on reformation. How the church needs reformation. Which really connected us with Apostle Israel too. Because he wrote 3 books on reformation. And reformation for what? Well, we got pew sitters in the church. And I don't see pew sitting in the church. I really don't. It's not in there. Because Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So how can you be going into the world while you're sitting in a pew? You can't, unless you bring the pew with you, I guess. I don't know. It just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for God. We need reformation also concerning the division that's in the church at this time, right? There's a lot of division. That's why we're doing this. That's why God has brought us together, to get rid of the division. But also doctrinal error. So you want to touch on that a little bit before we move on?
That is one of the biggest problem in the church today. A lot of us have gone to the university. Instead of, I'm going to borrow this from my mentor, late Archbishop Desmond Dahosa. He said that a lot of people went to school. Instead of studying the Word of God, they go and bring PhDs.
PhDs,
which means permanent head damage. Then they begin to teach people out of their human doctrine and no more the doctrine of the Bible.
Right.
And that sort of people, it doesn't matter how many members you have in the church, 10,000, 50,000. If what you're teaching is not found in the scripture, it's a wrong doctrine.
Yeah. And even if it is found in the word, but it's taken out of context, that's still wrong too.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, reformation, divine provision. We believe in divine provision.
Yes.
And also something that, you know, we talked about this, about tithing and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
But you had mentioned to me that we don't give in order to get from God. We give out of a gratefulness that what God has already given us.
Excellent.
And that's very different from a lot of what we're hearing in the church today.
Yes, yes, because people think that the reason why I give my offering to God, or the reason why I give my tithe to God, I don't even call it tithe, because it's not tithe.
No.
You know, we're living in the New Testament.
Amen.
Where it has given us abundance.
That's right.
And the Bible says, let every man give as he has proposed.
That's right.
In his house. So when I give to God, I'm giving to God in appreciation,
appreciation
for what he has done for me.
Hallelujah.
He has already, first of all, given to me. Now I'm giving back.
That's
in
right.
return to say, thank you.
Thank you.
For giving what you have given to me. So I'm not giving to God for God to give to me.
No.
He has already given
He's
to
already
me.
Given us.
Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished.
It is finished.
Everything that pertains to my finance, my healing, my provision is finished.
That's right.
So when I go to the altar of God to give offering, I say, Father, thank you. Because I acknowledge that everything that I have is yours.
That's right.
The little you allow me to hold on to, from there I come to do what? Say thank you.
That's right. That's right. That's what it was back in the garden, right?
Yes.
God had already provided everything for Adam.
Yes.
So how are we supposed to be giving to God when God has already given to us? That's right. It's nonsense. And it puts people in bondage,
exactly.
too. It really does. So anyhow, the last one here is unity to get the work done. How important is it, my brother,
for unity
so that we can get the work done?
Oh my goodness, I cannot emphasize on that enough, because that is where the church is trapped today.
Yeah.
You know, it's
trapped. You use the word trap.
Yes.
Woo. That's a strong word.
Because we believe that we got it all. You know, I am the pastor.
Yeah.
I am everything. I don't need anybody. I believe that that is a lie from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
Because what the Bible made us to understand, until we come together as one, you know, if we use body as an example,
right.
my head is not more important than my head.
That's right.
And my mouth is not more important than my eyes.
That's right.
So in the body of Christ, we must bring those gifts that it has given to us together.
That's right.
To be able to do what? For the work of God.
Amen.
You know, the Bible said he gave unto men gifts.
That's right.
Not for God. God doesn't waste his gifts.
That's right.
He gave it to us for a reason.
That's right.
So until the church comes to the unity of the mind.
That's right.
We begin to think, and that's one of the things I love about you.
Amen.
You know, even when we are apart from each other, we are still thinking about the same thing.
Absolutely.
Because we've been united in the spirit.
That's
our
right.
Our goal is one.
That's right.
You know, you're not going for your own thing. I'm not going for my own thing. We're going for the things of God.
Our Father.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
My goodness.
Amen.
I could talk long there, but let me just stop for a minute.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so we're just going to close with this here. This is one of the verses that really opened up my eyes back in 2007. Actually, I heard Gary Carpenter teaching out of this. And this is 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 10. Paul says here, this is the Amplified, and we close with this. But I urge and entreat you, brethren, by the name or in the place of our Lord Jesus, as if Jesus himself was saying this, that all of you, not some of you, all of you, be in perfect harmony,
amen,
in full agreement in what you say, and that there be no dissensions or factions or divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united, there's the word unity, united in your common understanding and in your opinions and judgments. So we thank you for this time, and we really believe that you will be blessed by the teachings that we'll be doing together under the banner of Missionary Enterprises in association with New Life Global Church Presents.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And on behalf of my brother,
amen,
and God who have called us for this, I promise you that as you listen, there's more that God wants to download to you for you to be able to flow into what he's doing in this time.
Amen.
Remember, the word is reformation.
Yes.
Bringing back the glory of God.
Amen.
In the church.
Excellent, brother.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, brother.
Until next time.
Okay.